This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible right here in Urbana-Champaign. Eric, thanks much. It's been a difficult forecast here in the United States, especially as we're looking forward to the weekend. It's Super Bowl time. What do you think?
Well, Todd, one of the things that we've really struggled with over the last week was this Super Bowl Sunday forecast. About a week ago, I was looking at a little system that was going to come in on a weak little trough in the jet stream that was going to go right across southern Illinois, potentially bringing us some snow in this part of the country. And over the last several days, that part of the jet stream just flattened out and pushed that low way to the north into Wisconsin. And as a result, we're not really expected to have too much adverse weather this weekend. So it looks like for our Super Bowl weekend, we're going to have pretty decent weather.
I guess that's good news for folks in the state of Illinois wanting to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday. Should be able to do that under comfortable conditions. Hey, it's the start of February, and that means the groundhogs are out. Any long-term predictions?
Just so that you know, some interesting statistics about that groundhog. You know, we've been basically pulling him out of that box for about 130 years, and over that time, he's really favored his six more weeks of winter forecast. In fact, he's done that well over 100 times. But you should know that the statistics for the groundhog being correct come in right around 38%. So basically, whatever the groundhog says, maybe it's smarter to go against what he says. And in reality, you know, spring doesn't start until March 21st anyway, so that's about 6.5 weeks away. But if we think about the Groundhog's Day forecast in the context of 2017, I know that he saw a shadow, or according to that, you know, old folklore, we're looking at another 6 weeks of winter, but I think this year's a good year to go against it. Now, you're not going to see spring tomorrow. It's still February. It's still cold in this part of the world. But there are some pretty strong indications that we're going to see a warmer than average February on the whole, maybe just a degree or two warmer than average for the eastern half of the country. And that's pretty much everywhere except for the northern plains, potentially the Pacific Northwest. And it's those northern plains we got to talk about, okay? So this year, across the northern plains, think the Dakotas. I was just there the other day, and I'll tell you, there's some pretty significant snows in the central part of South Dakota and almost all of North Dakota. Some places are already at over 50 inches this year. So while the eastern half of the country might be able to enjoy that warmth, a little bit of warmth, I should say, for February and March, the northern part of the Corn Belt looks to have a colder than average February. And keep this in context here. The last 2 years, they've had a warm March, April, and May. So we've had fewer prevent plant acres. I think this year that the Dakotas might be the first kind of sign of maybe some struggle with the 2017 growing season with the return toward normal, you know, prevent plant acres. Basically, the soil stays frozen or there's too much snow on top of it that melts, keeping things too muddy to get in those fields. So we got to watch that very closely.
Okay, watching North Dakota, but what about the rest of the Corn Belt?
Coming back to, our part of the Corn Belt, one thing we're watching for this weekend is from pretty decent weather, but to our west, there's a pretty significant trough that's digging into the jet stream. Now, why I'm concerned about this is that that trough is going to allow for some southerly winds to push into our area on Sunday and Monday, keeping us about 10 degrees above average. Right now, I'm not seeing any precipitation, but still a little bit warmer than average. By Tuesday, though, as this big low pressure system gets cranking in the middle part of the country and then makes its way toward kind of the Chicagoland area, we're going to be seeing some pretty strong southerly winds. And with this system, as deep as it gets, with that low over Chicago, the northern part of the growing belt, so we're talking Wisconsin, we're talking parts of Minnesota, maybe parts of Iowa, could be seeing 5, 10, maybe more inches of snow. We'll be to the south of it, which means we're going to be dealing with rain out of this system, but it's going to be a big one. And then what happens is because it is so deep and because the trough behind it is so deep, once this moves off to the northeast, we're going to get a pretty good plunge of cold air that's going to come straight out of central Canada and really knock our temperatures way down. We might see some overnight lows back in the teens again. And given how the next couple of days we're going to be on a slight warming trend before all that rain arrives to this part of the Corn Belt, that cold air is really going to be a shock to the system. So remember, February, regardless of what the groundhog says, is a very kind of tumultuous month in terms of weather systems. But again, on the whole, we could probably expect to have a slight warm bias to the entire month. And again, that doesn't mean every day is going to be warm, but over the next 20 days or so, it looks like that could be the pattern. And as we've been talking about on your show, I'm thinking that March, April, and May could also carry that slight warm bias, giving us a pretty decent start to the growing season in this part of the Corn Belt.
Oh, it's good to talk with you, Eric. Eric Snodgrass, of course, is with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online at WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.